Revelation chapter 18, beginning at verse 21. A mighty angel picked up a stone like a large millstone, and as he threw it into the sea, he said, "This is the way Babylon, the great city, will be overthrown with violence and will never again be found." The sound of harpists and musicians, flutists and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No craftsman of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Because your merchants were the great ones of the earth, because your witchcraft led all the nations astray, and the blood of prophets and saints was found in this city, along with the blood of all those who were slain on the earth. Chapter 19. After these things I heard what seemed to be the loud sound of an immense crowd in heaven, saying, "Alleluia! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just, because he has condemned the great prostitute, corrupted the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged his servant's blood that was shed by her hand." A second time they said, "Alleluia! Her smoke goes up forever and ever." Then the 24 elders and the four living creatures bowed down and worshipped God, who sits on the throne, saying, "Amen, Alleluia." And from the throne came a voice that said, "Praise our God, all you his servants, and you who fear him, small and great." And I heard what seemed to be the roar of a large crowd, or the roar of many waters, or the sound of loud rumblings of thunder, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, because the wedding of the Lamb has come. His bride has made herself ready, and she was given bright, clean, fine linen to wear. In fact, the fine linen is the not guilty verdicts pronounced on the saints." The angel said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." He also said to me, "These are the true words of God." And I bowed down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, "Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who have the testimony about Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony about Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.